Chris Register is a man on a mission. He calls it Conversations with Us.
I am traveling cross country on that overloaded bicycle in order to get to know America and the folks who live here.
The bike is a sturdy touring machine loaded with five packs carrying all his supplies, about 100 pounds worth. He's been touring the states at intervals in six-week regional sections, a project that began in 2010. Right now, he's 2 weeks into a 43-day trip up the West Coast that will cover 2,000 miles over 43 days, from Tijuana to the southwest corner of Puget Sound. He paused to talk with KRCB while passing through Petaluma Friday afternoon, and that was a bit of a change for him, answering my questions instead of asking his own.
I try to sit down every day with someone different and explore their views in depth, not just what they do for a living, but what do they think we're doing well, what do they think we need to improve on, what changes have they seen and changes do they want to see.
But when the roles are reversed, Register says he has little trouble finding folks who are willing to talk with him.
It's amazing to me, all the different people who are willing to chat with me. Sometimes I'll come to a park and just go up and talk to someone or just sit down with my bike and folks will come up and talk to me. My bike kind of provides a talking point for people to come up and just introduce themselves and talk to me, and that's how it starts. And then I say, well, you know, I'm interviewing folks for a book I'm working on. Would you like to chat with me about your views on America? And 4 out of 5 times, the person says yes. I've been amazed at how many people have taken the time to chat with me.
The 37-year-old former attorney says he wanted to find out for himself if Americans are really as deeply divided as their media and politicians paint them to be. And the jury's still out on that.
Yeah, I've talked to over 300 people, and I don't know that I've come to a conclusion on where we stand. I know that we're very, very different. I've also traveled the world, and the things that are the same, I think, with people from all over. We love our family. We want what's best for our kids. We want to be able to live our lives and do what we want to do.
That seems to be the overriding commonality that Register has found among the people he's interviewed.
It's this notion that I want to fill my potential. I want to be able to live my life and have a fair shot at being who I want to be, at being successful, without undue burdens put in front of me. And that's something that I think is unique about this country, and that's what people cite to when they tell me what's unique about the country, more than anything else.
Yet he has also observed that, in small towns especially, the populace is deeply committed to building and sustaining a sense of community around those individual aspirations.
We're all born somewhere, but we're not necessarily born into a community. You have to work to build that. And I'm wondering if that also applies on the macro scale. We're so diverse, we're so different from one another, that unless we just make a choice to work together and be a community, I think that's what we have to do. Instead of looking backwards to see what we have in common, I think it's more important that we look forwards to see what we want to be.
Ultimately, all this is the research for an eventual book, maybe even a series of them. Register plans to publish a few preview chapters soon on Kickstarter to help support the final treks, including trips to Hawaii and Alaska. But the defining characteristic of his reports, he says, will be their authenticity.
I want folks, when they read this, to see that these are real people. They're real people with real families. They have real jobs, and their thoughts are real. And the challenges they talk about or the dreams they talk about are real.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.